Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is March 2nd, Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We may not be able to take as many phone calls as we would normally like to do. And a couple of quick program notes. The lovely Lady Claire has confirmed she will be with us hour number three tomorrow. She's almost completely recovered from whatever it was that hit her last week. And thanks to everybody who sent their get well wishes and so forth and so on here. Before we get into the news, though, I want to do an on-air acknowledgement. You probably heard this caller over the last couple of days saying that he'd sent us a gift, and it arrived today. And it is a Blockit pocket. There were other things in the package as well. And this is kind of a nice thing to have. He sent it in response to the story about how a few Christmases back, Claire had one of her radio chip-enabled credit cards snarfed by somebody walking around with a backpack and a laptop and whatever else it takes to read those things, and wound up making purchases on her card somewhere in the middle of the mainland, including rock concert tickets and everything. So I'd originally thought it was going to be one of the paper ones, but this is very well made, very heavy cloth. There's two pockets, one on the outside where you can put non-sensitive things, and then the main pocket, which is lined, and radio frequency. In fact, as an experiment, I threw my iPhone in there, and it was cut off completely from the outside. So thank you very much for this and for all the other goodies that you included with that package as well. Now, getting on to the news, we are seeing the beginning of this obvious effort to discredit Donald Trump, to attack all of his lieutenants, to continue to attack him. We're seeing all this ridiculous editorials out there trying to undermine the amazing speech Donald Trump gave before Congress the other day. And they're trying to just spin it in the worst possible light. And for people who did not actually watch the speech, some of their comments might actually be convincing. And, of course, it's all more fake news here. But there are growing concerns about how Clinton and Obama are working to discredit Donald Trump, possibly get him removed from office, or at least try and pick off his lieutenants one at a time. And, of course, Attorney General Sessions is now in the crosshairs. They're trying to get rid of him. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit here. But basically, looking at this article over in Voltaire Net, saying that in their efforts to bring down Donald Trump, the Clinton-Bush-Obama cartel, if you will, could actually bring down our entire government. And we know that George Soros would not be entirely opposed to seeing that happen in order to install a pro-globalist junta to rule over our country. But right now, our nation is under threat from all this subversive activity. Plus, it's destroying our public image around the world to see these politicians behaving this way. Now then, they're making a big stink over in Congress about Attorney General Sessions and the fact that he did, in fact, meet with the Russian ambassador last year and failed to mention that during his confirmation hearing. Nancy Pelosi managed to get her face unpuckered long enough to scream that he's got to be replaced, he's got to step down. Chuck Schumer is out there demanding a special prosecutor, meaning somebody under the control of the Democrats, to continue smearing Trump with the claim of Russian connections. Now, the Justice Department is acknowledging that Sessions spoke with the Russian ambassador in 2016. Now, here is where things are getting a little bit gray. First of all, where were all these strident voices when Hillary was trying to steal the election, or when Obama was looting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to make the subsidies on Obamacare? Not a peep out of these people. Now, during his confirmation hearing, Sessions was asked specifically about anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign being in contact with the Russians, much like back in 2008 when McCain was soliciting illegal donations from Russia. Now, Sessions back then was a senator, and there's a possibility that his conversations with the Russian ambassador were about some government business. And in the context of somebody from the campaign communicating with the Russians, if they didn't talk about the campaign, then Sessions didn't do anything improper. But they're out for blood. They've got them in the crosshairs. And I think what is going on here is pretty obvious to everybody. There are a lot of people inside the establishment who are terrified of prosecution for crimes and corruptions that were basically acceptable behavior under Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. And they're trying to paralyze the Department of Justice, perhaps get one of their own in as the Attorney General to protect themselves. Somebody like another Loretta Lynch, who's going to sit there looking at felony violations of Title 18 and say, that's no big deal, but we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of business. Now, this idea that Russia possibly influenced our elections is another case of double standards and hypocrisy by the corporate media and by the establishment. Before I go into details, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But the reality is the United States has been interfering in everybody else's elections, which makes it hypocritical for them to scream that Russia was trying to influence ours. The Obama State Department spent $350,000 for campaign infrastructure used against Netanyahu in the Israel election. Remember when Victoria Nuland admitted the U.S. spent $5 billion to change the government in Ukraine. Obama tried to influence the Brexit vote. CIA was involved in the French 2012 presidential election, and not the first time they've been messing with that. It is hypocritical for the United States to be tinkering with everybody else's elections around the world and then get into a high dudgeon that Russia may have tried to influence ours. Now, first of all, I'd like to remind everybody that back in 2008, when John McCain did approach Russia's ambassador to the United Nations about an illegal campaign donation, Russia refused because it is illegal. So Russia's towing the line on that. And again, nobody's actually come up with any evidence of any kind that Russia had anything to do with our election. All the election fraud so far has been favoring Hillary Clinton. It seems to be originating, shall we say, domestically. Now, Democratic Senator McCaskill made a claim she'd never met with the Russian ambassador. That's now been blown open. She did. Nobody's screaming about removing her. And when we come onto the subject of the Attorney General lying to Congress, well, Sessions may have simply forgot that he said hi to the ambassador on two occasions. But remember when Eric Holder lied to Congress about the Fast and Furious gun running program that was sending military weapons to the drug cartels in Mexico? And it came out he lied. Nobody demanded he step down. It's another classic case of double standards and hypocrisy. And let's be honest, this Russia ties is a distraction. What the old guard is trying to do is surround Trump with so much controversy and noise that the corporate media doesn't have to report on some of the other things that are now provable and coming on out, such as the fact that Obama took millions of dollars of taxpayer money and put it into a special slush fund over at the Justice Department. It was used to tinker with other countries. And apparently this slush fund was bankrolling leftist groups. And let's not forget how Obama looted Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to cover the Obamacare subsidies, just like Bill Clinton looted Social Security to make his magic federal budget surplus. They're being very, very selective in their anger and ire, aren't they? Now, do you remember back when there was this dossier that John McCain took to the FBI that was written by this former British spy, Christopher Steele? And he put together this dossier that claimed Trump and two prostitutes had vandalized the presidential suite at the Moscow Hotel. And it turned out to be complete nonsense, complete fake news, and the corporate media had a field day with it. The story is just now breaking. That apparently the group that originally funded Christopher Steele to produce this dossier was about to cut off payments to him. The FBI stepped on in to make a deal where they were going to keep paying him to do what he was doing. Now, exactly when this happened, we're not sure, but that's an issue that needs to be looked at. Now, the lawsuit against BuzzFeed for publishing that discredited dossier is now moving over to the federal court, and the suit was brought by cyberspace tech mogul Alexei Gubarev, who was mentioned in the dossier, and the case was transferred Tuesday at BuzzFeed's request from the local Florida court to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida in Miami, where they feel they're going to get a better result from the lawsuit. Trying to cherry-pick the court and the judge to get the case to go the way they want. Now, one of the alarming things we're seeing right now is, despite Trump's success, despite Trump's approval ratings, the Democrats are actually going harder to the left under their new leadership. And they're getting more and more extreme out there. They were trying to move centrist for the election. They didn't win the election. And now they're just heading back on out. Hard left, hard left, hard left, pushing all of those hot button issues, or shall we say lukewarm button issues, because people are just starting to turn them off. Now, here is something that happened interestingly. Tom Perez has won the chairmanship of the Democratic Party, or the chairpersonship. I keep forgetting there are liberals over there. And Trump tweeted out, "Congratulations to Thomas Perez, who's just been named chairman of the DNC. I could not be happier for him or for the Republican Party." Little bit of a dig, I think, or it could be interpreted that way. And maybe that's exactly the way Perez did interpret it, because Perez replied back, "Call me Tom and don't get too happy. Keith Ellison and I and Democrats united across the country will be your worst nightmare." And then after he sent that, something totally unexpected happened. Democrats started posting on Twitter saying, "How dare you?" Democrats were attacking Perez before Trump could even say a word, and he was being bombarded with all these tweets. Even under its new leadership, the Democratic National Committee is clearly out of touch with the Democratic voters, many of whom are still feeling disenfranchised over all the fraud that stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders and gave it to Hillary Clinton. And now, of course, we're hearing that Bernie Sanders is considering founding a new political party. And I would be willing to wager a rusty nickel that he's going to get a lot of current Democrats to come on over to his new party, because the Democratic rank and file are just absolutely disgusted with what the Democratic leadership did over this last year. Now, turning over to the Oscars, Donald Trump came out with a comment. He did an interview with Breitbart News, and he said, you need to remember, this year's Academy Awards had the second lowest ratings of all time. Not as many people tuned in as Hollywood would like to get their awards and self-congratulation. And Trump basically said the Oscars sucked because Hollywood's obsessed on politics, and they spent so much time attacking the president, they forgot to put on a good show. And, yeah, it did seem like the Oscars were basically hand out a statue, attack Trump, hand out a statue, attack Trump, hand out a statue, and attack Trump. Now then, a little bit of a footnote on that whole story. Price Waterhouse has had the contract for tallying and presenting the results of the Academy voting. Since time immemorial, they've just been fired. There'll be a new group in there next year after that huge embarrassment over Best Picture. And apparently photos being taken backstage at the Academy Awards were showing the guy who was supposed to be handing out the envelopes. He's got multiple envelopes. He's just playing around with them, juggling with his phone. He's gawking at Emma Stone. He just really wasn't paying attention. And because of that, Price Waterhouse has lost a very prestigious client. Now, the other day, apparently somebody wrote some graffiti, featuring a swastika and the words "Hail the KKK," which was a dead giveaway. It might be a hoax because there really isn't that much of a link here. And of course, immediately this was all blamed on Donald Trump by Sarah Silverman and Sean King. Oh, it's Trump's policies that are leading this. He's encouraging all of this stuff. And once again, they're going to have to scrape the egg off of their face because it turned out the graffiti was the work of a non-white special needs student who just wanted a little bit of attention. You know, if a cat goes missing in this country, they're going to say Trump ate it. That's how bad it is out here. Now, a story coming out of 12160 really kind of paints a very good picture of what's going on. DNC death throes, caustic vitriol, tantrums, and calling the Navy SEAL's grieving widow an idiot doesn't seem to be working. What is amazing is that anybody thought that that was going to actually work in the Democrats' favor. Michael Moore. It's backfired on them horribly. They're so caught up in their fantasy liberalologist church, they are out of touch with their own voters. They're out of touch with the American people. They're just completely disconnected and living in their fantasy land here. Bill O'Reilly came on out today and said he'd never seen an ideology collapse like the Democratic Party today. Well, a big reason for that is the Democrats really didn't have an ideology. They were opportunists. They were exploiters. They were manipulators. I mean, even John Podesta said Hillary Clinton didn't really have an ideology. She just wanted to be the first woman president. I think the time has come for the Democratic leadership to stop being angry at Donald Trump because he is not Hillary Clinton. And it's time to, for them to start being angry at Hillary Clinton for being Hillary Clinton. Because that was the problem all along. Her long history of corruption and crimes and the fact that she's just not likable. She comes across like the crazy old aunt you deliberately go out of your way to avoid having to talk to at the family reunions. I wouldn't want to talk to her. I wouldn't want to meet her. Wouldn't want to be anywhere near her. Trump? Yeah, I'll shake his hands. Obama? Yeah, I'll give him a fist bump, even though he never returned Christmas cards that I sent to the White House. Hillary? No, absolutely not. And by the way, the signs Hillary for mayor are starting to pop up around New York City. Like a bad rash, it never really, really goes away. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
If I had an opportunity to fist bump Obama, I don't think I'd bump his fist. Hillary, I'm living this, Mike. My spouse, my girl, she canvassed for Obama, and she came to me and apologized for me for voting for Nader. She literally came to me after his first 4 years and said, "I'm sorry I called you an idiot." And she got it. And she's a total liberal Democrat. She works for the government. Now, I wanted to comment on a couple things from yesterday's show. One is the gentleman that was seeking out fellow Rivero Rangers. I think it's a great idea for us to start networking. In fact, I made a comment about that a week or so ago. The other thing I wanted to comment is we had a helicopter equipped with a sniffer flying over San Francisco in a grid pattern. And it was quite obvious that they were looking for a nuke or a dirty bomb, but they in the mainstream media, they were just saying, "Oh, it's a standard, you know, NOAA or some other government agency." As soon as the press was saying not to worry about it, that it was a red flag.
I hate to. First of all, we're going to have to take a break for a commercial, but don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold because I do want to respond to what you just said. Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Brendan in San Francisco. And Brendan, regarding the helicopter greeting over the city, there are all kinds of possible and benign explanations for that. I don't think we should be jumping to conclusion they're searching for a nuclear warhead. We know that the FBI is conducting experiments with monitoring cell phones and Wi-Fis from the air instead of from the ground level. And even if that helicopter was equipped to be measuring radiation, as I mentioned the other day, the Nuclear Emergency Search Team has to maintain baseline maps of known explained radioactive sources in every major city. Now, from a helicopter, the only thing that you can detect are gamma rays and neutrons. The alpha particles aren't going to reach there. The beta particles aren't going to reach there. And they may just simply be updating the map for San Francisco. I don't think we should just assume that they're looking for a nuclear weapon based on that one piece of information.
In response to that, Mike, and it's not why I called, but this thing was literally skimming the rooftops of the city, and they had to go public and say, don't be alarmed. This was in 2012, and I know that some nukes went missing in Colorado somewhere. But the reason I called was I wanted to comment on Le Pen and her predicament, and I think Trump needs to come out and show strong public support for her. And
yes.
And I had two, three other points. I think Trump needs to go up to a college level in speaking to us. I think that that he, we have the numbers and people are awake. And for him to use this kind of grade school manner, I think he needs to be more specific and encourage Americans to do their homework and find the truth, because he cannot keep playing games with the Democrats. These guys are playing like Mortal Kombat with Trump, and I think they're ramping this thing up knowing that they're like cornered rats, and there's nothing more dangerous than a Democrat that's cornered. I mean, and like I said, we have the numbers, we have the truth, and it's like we've got to bring it home, man. And like I said, networking with Rivero's Rangers, I'm on a little peninsula here in San Francisco, and I'm surrounded by brain-dead hipsters that are paying $1,800 a month for a closet. I mean, I don't know what the heck their future goals are. There was an article, a guy's making $150,000 at Twitter, and he is broke. So, yeah. I think Trump needs to speak the hard truth and on a weekly basis. As Eric Holder said, the gun grabber, we need to be repetitive and brainwash people. That enemy of the state gets it. You have to just be repetitive, and Trump needs to up his game a bit. I think we're playing too much defense, and we have the numbers.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one. Trump needs to break out. I mean, he's basically dealing with all the alligators in the swamp that he wants to drain. And by the way, we're just now getting word that Attorney General Sessions has recused himself from the investigations into whether or not Russia tried to influence our elections. So the Democrats have scored a victory on that. And, yeah, real quick, because we're almost to the commercial break.
Last comment. I think that, I lost it, Mike. I wanted to just get it in there quickly. Thanks again. I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with Mo in Florida. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you.
Yeah, Michael, just real quick, or if you can hold me over, I appreciate it. You know, that last caller was right on the money. I think he was shaken. I just heard that news, too, from you. Whatever, you know, what happens with Sessions. But my question was on this VX nerve gas with Kim Jong Nam, whatever he was, and they
yes.
sprayed it on his face. Did a little research on that, and, you know, the size of a head of a pin of that can kill somebody. And my question is, you know, Trump goes around shaking hands with, I know he's a germaphobe, but he does it because he loves, you know, he likes people. And how easy is that, would that be for somebody to put that, you know, shake his hand? It kind of blows me away. Is he not aware
of
that?
Well, it would have to be somebody who's willing to commit suicide, because obviously if it's on their hand, it's going to be on his. In fact, a lot of people are wondering why the people who attacked Kim Jong-nan themselves did not die, because VX is very indiscriminate in its killing. The big question is, was this done to make it look like North Korea has VX nerve gas? We're going to hold you over the commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of news to get through today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mo in Florida. And Mo, just sort of pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, I was just saying that VX nerve gas is one thing. You could put it on your hand and with a barrier, so it didn't penetrate your skin, and but it would, penetrate.
That's getting a little James Bond, I think. And plus you need to understand that substances like VX, they do give off effluents, they evaporate, and the president is surrounded not just by metal detectors and scanners and X-ray machines, but machines that are actually sensing the air for any of the chemical signatures of dangerous chemicals or biological toxins.
But that's a VX is tasteless and odorless, and I don't think they can detect it. I'm not an expert on that. But you remember what happened to Bob Marley with the shoe, the CIA, the tennis shoes the CIA gave him with the little with the cancer he got.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
there's a threat out there. I mean, the CIA has spent a huge amount of our money figuring out all kinds of ways to kill us all off and leave no trace.
Yeah, I agree. It just blows me away that I guess he has to do it because otherwise I don't know why he has to do it.
Well,
now.
He can't be seen as being afraid. Everybody will call the media say, "Oh, he's paranoid. He won't touch anybody." I mean, and I'm sure he's got lots of the hand sanitizers and everything around. Anyway, Mo, going to let you go. Going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi,
did
Mike.
We lose? There you are.
Hi, Mike. Before I get to my main topic, I just wanted to add, we were talking about the mysterious deaths of these Russian officials and the plane crash of the choir.
Yes.
I would like to also add the plane crash of the Russian plane that crashed in the Sinai Desert right after Russia's entry into the war in Syria. A bomb was mysteriously loaded on that plane, and that killed, I don't know if it was 150 or 200 Russian civilians. So I'd like to add that tragedy as well to this ever-growing list.
Well, you need to remember that interim CIA director actually went out public and said, we're going to start killing Russians to make them pay for getting in the way of our New World Order.
Right, Morrell on the Charlie Rose show. He was basically bragging about it. Mike, for the life of me, I don't understand how these officials, Flynn being first and now Sessions, why they don't divulge all the information. I mean, you said he may have forgotten these conversations he had. Well, if they were harmless conversations, if he didn't forget them, I don't know why he didn't reveal it. I mean,
well,
unless
you
he
see,
was
the,
protecting
the reason
himself
is
during the confirmation.
The Democrats, and again, Sessions was probably saying what he thought Congress wanted to hear in order to be confirmed,
right,
and that may have been a tactical mistake on his part. But again, the Democrats are not asking what was actually discussed. They're trying to make the crime out of the fact that he met the Russian ambassador while serving as a U.S. senator, and they're trying to make a big deal out of it. But as far as I'm concerned, until we know what was actually being discussed, for all we know, it could have been something about U.S. government business, because that's what the Russian ambassador is there at the U.N. for, is to basically try and present Russia's interests, and he's going to be talking to people. That's the job of an ambassador. Go on out, shake hands, talk to people about the issues. And as far as I'm concerned, until somebody proves to me that Sessions and the ambassador actually talked about the campaign and some kind of material support was discussed, then it becomes a violation of the Logan Act. But for all we know, they were talking about Obama's golf game and whether it was going to improve or not after Obama stepped down. So, we're basically seeing a government at war with itself, and in the process of this war with itself, it's airing all the dirty laundries getting on out there and being seen by the American people. And this, too, is something that we saw happening in the Soviet Union in the months before it all fell apart over there.
Yeah, but in this environment, you have to get all the information out because, I mean, Sessions and others who work for Trump, they have to consider, I mean, the media is out to get these people. And not
yes.
only the media, but the media is being assisted by the intelligence services. So, I mean, they have to realize that, I mean, this could have been predicted right after Trump's speech, how it was received. It was a great speech. You had to think, something's going to happen. Another story is going to come out to divert the public's attention to something involving Russia, you know, the evil Russians. And they've done it again. And now, all of a sudden, the spotlight, you know, the attention has gone from the Trump speech to now this, to Russia, which is where the deep state, the shadow government wants it to be.
Yeah, and we know there's a lot of people who still want a war, either cold or hot, with Russia. They want a war with China because right now our economy is totally propped up only by forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking and charging them interest on that. Without that, we don't have anything else to prop up this country. Our manufacturing has been in decline. We make overpriced pieces of junk now. I remember when I was a kid, made in Japan signaled cheap junk. Today it's made in America, and it's overpriced junk. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture, and it's not like we could throw a switch and go right on back to healthy, organic, natural produce. It's going to take at least 3 years to try and find a way out of this GMO mess, and that's the corner that the U.S. finds itself in. Plus, of course, we have all of those people who were involved with the CIA's drug running over the years, the Bushes, the Clintons. Certainly Obama may not have been involved, but he turned a blind eye to it. And they're all afraid of a Trump presidency and a Sessions Department of Justice that's going to actually start prosecuting people for some of the crimes they've been committing. And that's why there's this firestorm around Donald Trump. And that other article we talked about earlier is absolutely right. They could wind up bringing down the entire country the way the Soviet Union collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with this corporate media, you mentioned the Obama potential crime that he committed with the money diverted from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Nothing's going to happen to Obama. He's not going to go to jail. I mean, you've got a corporate media reporting about all the problems that exist in this country. You've got a corporate media reporting that Kellyanne Conway had her shoes on the couch in the Oval Office. That's how bad they've gotten.
Yes, and that's why nobody's paying attention anymore. I mean, CNN's ratings have bottomed out. They're literally hiring companies to generate artificial Twitter followers and artificial clicks on their websites so they can keep on looting their own advertisers for more money.
Yeah. Mike, finally, I heard your interview with Richie Allen, and I really love listening to, you know, the interaction between you two. Richie Allen, I like him, but he's got it out for Trump, and I'm glad you gave it to him. Because you said this conversation is mutating into an anti-Trump screed by Richie Allen. But I didn't realize you were an actor. You mentioned this movie Alligator. I'm trying to locate it.
Actually, in my early days in Hollywood, first of all, I actually, when my family moved from New England to Southern California, I was very briefly a child actor in commercials. And then later on, when I was just getting my visual effects career going, I would fill in the blank spaces by doing extras work. And, I don't even remember all the movies I actually appeared in. But it was... The funny part about Alligator was I had a dual role in it because I worked on the actual mechanical alligator, and then after I was let go from that, I got hired to play a doctor in the film. The only other time that ever happened was with a movie called Brain Scan, where I was the on-set visual effects supervisor, and I got drafted into being a stunt hand when the star of the film, Eddie Furlong, decided to take a recess away from the soundstage with his studio tutor. And we held an audition on the set. Whose hands looked most like a teenager's? And once they were shaved, I won. So that's my hand pushing into the face of the monster.
Yeah, I mean, what an interesting life that you've lived. I mean, if I was a literary agent, I would want to see that that life written down in book form. Maybe have it titled "What Really Happened."
I seriously doubt
that. But honestly, I'd love to see that book. I would buy it. I would buy it for sure, and I think most of your, a lot of your fans would as well.
That is a long, long way off. We've got some more pressing things like stopping this rush to war and getting the economy back on track and all these other things. And I like to tell anecdotes about unique things that have happened in my life, but I'm really not feeling like I want to impose the totality of it on anybody at this point.
Okay, we'll wait another 20 years, then you can write.
Okay,
it.
That'll be
okay,
fine.
It'll be a
very short book. Actually, it's going to be a pamphlet. Let's
okay,
see.
Thanks
an awful lot. I think Robert in London is our next caller. Robert, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, hi. This is Robert here.
Yes, Robert.
I was hoping I could talk about two items, perhaps. One is global warming, or not global warming, but a subject around it. You did mention in the 1700s about the sun having no sunspots.
And I Commander was watching
Minimum. And I was watching a program some 30, 40 years ago, a Horizon program on BBC, and that was the subject. And the man wanted to prove that there was that the sun had gone through a cold spot, and so he took the tree rings and put them in the is it the carbon-14 dating machine, I believe, and there was no carbon-14 dating. Either the machine wasn't working, or the sample was extremely old. But no, this is a sample from the 1700s. that has received hardly any carbon-14 dating, any carbon-14 dating radiation. And what he just proved was he blew away the carbon-14 dating mechanism for dating all our archaeological samples that we pick up.
Hang on a second. One failure of the carbon-14 test does not discredit the entire methodology because it has been so successful in the past. But carbon-14 is only useful relatively recent in history. If you're going back to older times, there are other methods that you can use.
Sure, I understand. But the point is that what he showed, that a sample of 1700 was a failure to predict the date, as it were. So my question is that you can know the, assuming that a sample has been alive for a while, it's received radiation, of which is then depleting that radiation over the time period, which you measure. But
yes.
The question is, how do you know how much radiation that sample has received in its lifetime?
I'm afraid you don't understand the carbon-14 test, because it has nothing to do with how much radiation you're receiving either from the sun or anywhere else. It's that carbon that is in the environment has a certain ratio of carbon-14 in there that's absorbed into your body, and it's constantly being updated. What happens is, once an organism dies and is buried, the carbon-14 starts to decay naturally. It's a completely internal process. It's unaffected by anything outside. And as the ratio of carbon-14 to the rest of the carbon shrinks, it gives you that indication of how much time has passed since whatever it is was actually alive. Carbon-14 only works on organic materials from living things. It can't be used to date pottery or statues or anything like that, unless you can isolate an organic component of that. But it sounds to me like he's simply dealing with a laboratory error and not much else, because there's a huge body of successful carbon-14 dating, and this one individual instance where he failed to get a result, I don't think can be justified in saying carbon-14 dating doesn't work. I would be interested in how many times he repeated the test in order to verify whether or not it was his equipment that was broken down. For all we know, his radiation detector had lost the partial vacuum that's inside. Those are very sensitive pieces of equipment, okay? Anyway, let's see. We're going to let you go here because we're coming up on a commercial, and we're going to go to Fred in Texas. And Fred, you're going to be our last phone call for a while because I got a bunch of news to get to. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening a while ago, and the gentleman from San Francisco reported that he had seen a helicopter that was flying low over San Francisco doing some kind of observation and surveillance. And he had suggested that possibly that they were sniffing for radioactivity, but I stay in South Texas close to the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station pretty regularly, and about a month and a half or 2 months ago, I saw it looked like an Aries series airborne reconnaissance intelligence integrated electronic system flying in a grid pattern for several days in a row, carrying what looked to me as a advanced targeting pod underneath it. And I was really curious about it, so I did some research and I looked at it, and probably about a week after that, I saw a Bell helicopter. It looked like a 400 series Bell helicopter toting the same kind of pod under it, except it was lower and it was closer. And it seems to me that the military may be wanting to do some advanced targeting for locations in our country.
Well, they could be testing a system, and they test, you know, here at home. Prior to the accidental shootdown of TWA 800, pilots had been complaining because the Aegis Development Laboratory in New Jersey was constantly painting them with the search and targeting radars. And it made the flight crews on these aircraft very uncomfortable. But the government will test things on ordinary people in ordinary cities. It sounds to me like something is being tested and developed, and that's a rather benign situation. The caller from San Francisco made the leap that they were searching for a nuclear weapon, and that's not supportable on the basis of what he observed.
No, that's okay. What I was going to comment. But it is notable, though, that he observed the same kind of thing that was happening where I saw also. And, you know, who knows with the kind of data that we have the capability of processing nowadays, they could collect
There are benign reasons for these things to be up there. And I'll give you a good example. There's a helicopter that's always flying all over Oahu, and it's got this arm and pod out in front, and it's resulted in phone calls to the police, and it actually happens to be an aerial motion picture camera system that is here in the island, and it's used for, we used it on Lost, we used it on Hawaii 5-0, and it's in the sky, and it looks weird, but it's got every right to be there. Anyway, gotta let you go, gotta take a break for commercials, back with news after these few words.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, Miracle. Welcome back to our show. And let me send a message to our control room. We're trying to deal with some technical issues here between constantly changing software and hardware wearing out, especially here in Hawaii. It's like all of this stuff was made out of compressed rust at some point. All right, we're going to get back to the news here. We're going to close the phone lines for a while because we really have got a lot of stuff that we need to talk about, and I apologize to those of you who want to call on in. But I seriously doubt we'll get back to any more phone calls for the rest of today's show here. Now then, Paul Joseph Watson is out there with a comment on what's going on with Marine Le Pen. And we talked about this yesterday, where Marine Le Pen, as a member of the European Parliament, has parliamentary immunity. And in order to make the point about the horrors of the wars going on in the Middle East, she had posted some of the photos of people being killed by ISIS, which under French law, it's actually illegal to do that. France has turned into a real dictatorship. They have almost no freedom of speech left over there. They can't talk about the immigrants. They can't talk about any of that stuff. So apparently, with Marine Le Pen looking to win the French election and being a Eurosceptic and already talking about taking France out of the European Union, the European Union is basically trying to set her up so that she can just be arrested and taken out of the campaign that way. And that's a tactic that we used to see in Stalin's Russia. We've seen it in China. We saw it in Cambodia under Pol Pot. Real skullduggery. Now, over in the Netherlands, they're coming up on their elections very, very soon, later this month here. And already their equivalent of the corporate media is out there saying, Geert Wilders can't possibly win. He's a Eurosceptic, and the Dutch people want out of the European Union, but really, it's going to be a tight contest. And voters are more concerned with domestic issues than with the EU and migration, which is, of course, complete nonsense. And frankly, he's sounding like all of the American corporate media who were assuring us all last autumn that Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide. Now, story coming out of Ohio, ever since the recount sparked concerns over election fraud. They've been running their own investigation, and they have confirmed yet again, illegal immigrants were registered to vote in Ohio and did vote in Ohio. So it's another confirmation, and it's rather amazing to see our political establishment and the corporate media just totally obsessed with Russia hacking our election and absolutely refusing to talk about all the obvious election fraud that took place. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research
proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.